Hello everybody from the very wet and rainy Camp Kaleev. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Mem Beis. We are, or tomorrow's daf, whatever, you know the drill already, is Gittin Daf Mem Beis. We are holding on, we'll pick up from Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph at the top. Baz Hashem with Omar Rabba, the top line of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ilu Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom. And also there was a sponsorship from yesterday, which I didn't give the shir, so I didn't announce, by Debbie and David Adelson, Le'ilu Nishmas, David's grandfather, Rav Binyamin David ben Rav Eliezer, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Hashem Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is we started a discussion in the last daf on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis. We had a machlokas whether it works to be Meshachrer Chatzi Eved, where we said that Rebbe Yomer Kana V'Cham Momim Lo Kana. We then had a machlokas Amarayim, what type of shichur they were employing. Okay, but there was a basic machlokas Tanaim about a Meshachrer Chatzi Eved. So now what we're going to discuss is the following. Does the machlokas about Shichur Lemechtza apply even when the master is giving up the entire ownership? Just half of it is through Shichur and half of it is through a different method of giving up ownership. Would we still say that there's a machlokas whether Shichur works? Or in that case, do you say, well, since he's giving up ownership entirely, for sure it's going to work? The Gemara is then going to have a stira between two brisos. If you give all of your nechasim to your avadim, so we have a stira between the two brisos as to whether those avadim become mishukhranim or not. And the Gemara is going to have five ways to be miyashiv that stira. So that's going to take up most of Amud Aleph. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about who gets paid if a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin is damaged or is killed. Meaning, is it he's half a free man, so maybe he should get paid, but he's half an Eved, so maybe his master should get paid if someone damages him or someone kills him. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about whether a Ma'ukav Get Shichrur gets the Knas of Shloshim Shkalim if he's killed by an ox. Meaning, Ma'ukav Get Shichrur means someone who the master did not yet give him a shtar, but the master was Mafkir him or was Makdish him, so he has to give a shtar. But it's a fait accompli. We know he's going free. So at that stage of sort of like in between Avdus and Cheirus, so what's the halacha if he's killed by an ox? Do you have the din of Shloshim Shal Eved, of the normal halacha that you got to pay Shloshim Shkalim for your ox killing an Eved? And then the Gemara is going to talk about at the end of the daf whether a Mu'ukav Get Shichur from a Kohen could still eat Truma, meaning if the master was a Kohen, so long as he's an Eved, he's allowed to eat Truma. But once he's not an Eved, he's not going to be allowed to eat Truma anymore. So what if he's a Mu'ukav Get Shichur, that he's just missing the Shtar Shichur in terms of completing his Shichur process? So let's begin again, second line, top line of the page, rather, Amar Rabba. So says Gemara, Amar Rabba, Machlokas B'Shichur Chetzio. The whole Machlokas between Rebbe and the Chum, whether Shichur works, Lemechtza, is only if you're Meshachar half of the Eved, V'iniach Chetzio, but the other half he left intact. So it turns out that the Eved is not being entirely released all at one time. Aval shichur chetzio u'machar chetzio. But if you're meshachar chatzi the Eved and then you sold the other half of the Eved, o nasan b'matana chetzio, or you're meshachar half of the Eved and the other half of the Eved, you're nosin b'matana. So kiven the kanavik minei kulei divrei kol kana, then everyone's going to agree, all of the Tanaim are going to agree that that works, because the entire Eved is going free. The entire Eved is leaving the rishos of the master. So asks the Gemara, is that true? That everyone agrees in such a case that it's going to work and that there's no machlokas tanaim anymore? Samle Abaye ubekula lo pligi. Really? Even when the whole Eved is going out at once, there is no machlokas, Rabbi and the Chachamim, the Shichur for sure works? Aye, but I'll ask you a stira in brises, and it seems that the only way to answer the stira in brises is by maintaining that it's in fact a machlokas and that it's not that everybody agrees, because Vatani Chada, we have one brisa that says that a kosev nechasa the shnei avadav, that if a person writes two different shtar Sharos, and in each one he says he's giving all of his nechasim to each of the avadim, and he's mezaka both of them al yidei shliach at the same time. So it's not like one of them came before the other one. They both acquire these shtaros that declare them to be the sole owners of the entire estate of this fellow at the same exact time. So then the halacha is kanu, they're kanu the nechasim, and each of them get half of the nechasim, umeshachren zeh, and each one owns half of the nechasim, which means each one owns half of the other guy, meaning each of these avadim who received such a shtar became the half owner of the other eved, so they could be meshachre their half ownership of the other eved. V'tani idach, but we have another brisa that says ha'omer kol nechasim nesun l'ploni ploni avadai, that if you give all of your nechasim to two separate avadim, af atzmam lo kanu, they're not even kona themselves. So you have a steer in the brisa. Does the guy go free or not? So how can we reconcile the steer in the brisa? So the Gemara says the first most obvious way to reconcile them is that it's the same exact machlokas. Can you be meshacher chatzi eved? My love, ha Rebbe v'ha Rabbanon. It must be that the first price is assuming like Rebbe that you can be meshacher mechza eved bishtar, and therefore they're each meshuchrer halfway immediately, and then they could be meshacher the other half of each other because they each own the other half of each other. And v'ha Rabbanon, and the second price that says no, nothing doing, it doesn't work. You can't be meshacher half the eved with a shtar. That's going like the Rabbanon that says you can't be meshacher chatzi. So isn't that the most logical way to reconcile these two brises by assuming that it's exactly this machlokas tanaim? So says Gemara, no, there are four other ways to reconcile these brises where you do not have to assume that it's the same machlokas tanaim. So it's going to be a total of five ways of reconciling the brises. The first is what we just said, that it's really a machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanan, and it's the same machlokas we've been learning about. Second way of reconciling it is lo, edvid Rabbanan. Maybe both prices assume like the Rabbanan, and if you're Machar Chetzio and Shichur Chetzio, then the Shichur is going to be Chal. But Hada Amar Kulo, the first price is talking about where you said all of your Nechasim are given to each of the Avadim. So each Eved was Kona with a Shtar, they were Kona all of the Nechasim. So the Shichur is going to be Chal because the entire Eved is Yotzei from the Adon all at one time. Whereas Hada Amar Chatzi Chatzi, the second price is talking about a case where you wrote shtaros that you're makna chatzi of your nechasim to one guy and chatzi of your nechasim to the other guy, and then you give the shtaros one after the other. So the eved is not going to be kona because it didn't all happen bebas achas. Originally, you're only meshacher half of the first guy alone, and the shikr is not chal because it can't be chal on only chatzi. And then you're meshacher only half of the second guy, and that shikr is not chal either because it's only a chatzi. And even if you give both shtaros bebas achas, this shukr is not going to be chal because it could be that you gave that chatzi of your nechasim to both of them, and the second chatzi, which includes the mechz of the avadim, you're keeping for yourself. So it turns out that the shukr is not going to be chal whatsoever. That is how Rashi understands our Gemara. Now the Rosh writes that if you were to write in the shtaros b'mefurash that you're mechavin to two separate chatzaim, that one shtar is for one half of my nechasim and the other is for the other half of my nechasim, then in Achinami, the shichur is going to be chal. That's how the Rosh writes within Shitas Rashi. However, Tosos and Dibur Maskel Ha quotes that Rabbi Shmuel asks on Rashi that first of all, from the Lashon of Kol Nechasai, it sounds like you say in the Shtar that the chatzi that you're giving to this guy, you're not giving to the other guy. That it's not the same chatzi that you're giving to both of them. So how could Rashi explain that that's what it means, that you're giving the same chatzi to both of them? Furthermore, from the fact that the Gemara is mechalik between kulo and chatzi, it sounds like we're talking about however you write the chatzi, even if you say that it's a different chatzi that you're giving him. And the Ramban just adds that by dinim ominous, if you did it, then it's clearly it's going to be, each one is going to be kona, a different chatzi. So why would it be different when it comes to an eved? And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel explains that Rabba over here is l'shitaso. Because in Maseches Kiddushin he says that there's a rule that kol sheino b'zeh achar zeh afilu b'basach haseino, that any time you have two actions that are done at one time, if they would have been done one after the other, the second one wouldn't be chal. Then when you try to do them simultaneously, they're not chal either. So therefore, Just like if you were meshacher chati of each evet separately, the shichur wouldn't work because you're not meshacher the whole entire thing at the same time. So too when you're meshacher both of them bebas achas, and you write that chati goes lezeh and chati goes lezeh, the shichur is not going to work. There are a number of other interpretations of the Gemara as well, but let's keep it simple with Rashi and Tosfos. So ask the Gemara v'ami d'ktani seifa from the fact that it says in the end of the second brisa v'im omer chati chati lo kanu, that if you say that chatzi goes to this guy and chatzi goes to that guy, then it doesn't work. Mechlal deresha damar kulo. That makes it sound like up until that point in the brisa, we're talking about where you said kulo, where it wasn't chatzi chatzi. So how can you say that the resha is talking about a case where it's also chatzi chatzi? So says Gemara, no, prushe kamefaresh. The seifa is simply explaining the resha, that the resha was not explicit that it's chatzi chatzi. So the seifa that tells me afatz melo kanu keitzad. That when the Reisha said that Avatzma lo kanu, that they don't go free, that they're not kanu themselves, the Seif is elaborating that the reason we're choshesh, the reason they're not going free is because we're choshesh that both Avadim receive the same chatzi, and therefore the shichur is not going to be valid because we're assuming like the Shita of the Rabbanon that shichur of a chatzi eved does not work. So it says Gemara, and you know what? That's the most reasonable explanation of this brisa. Hachi nami mistavra. It makes the most sense that that's why. What? That's how the Reisha and the Seifa are working off of each other. Because if you're going to say that the Reisha is talking about a case where you say that you're giving all of your nechasim to each of the avadim, well, then why do I even need the Seifa? If even when you give all of your nechasim to each of the avadim, they're not kona themselves, so of course when you're only giving chatzi of your nechasim to each of the avadim, they're not going to be kona themselves. So it says, that's not necessarily a raya, because if that were your biggest kasha that you wanted to bring a raya from, then it wouldn't be such a great hechrech, because tana seifa legluya resha. Sometimes we learn a seifa in order to be megala the resha. Shalot tomar, so that you shouldn't say resha damar chatzi chatzi avalamar kulukanu tana seifa damar chatzi chatzi, in order that you shouldn't think to yourself, oh, the resha is talking about chatzi chatzi, but if you were to say kulo, then they would actually go free. So that's why the seifa dafka sets it up as a case of so that we could then be medayik on our own. Ah, the Reisha must be talking about where he said kulo, and even so it's not kona. It's interesting because the Gemara is essentially saying that when you have one part of a brisa that is not clear in terms of the case that it's talking about, and the other part of the brisa that is clear, the second part of the brisa is clear in terms of what it's talking about, there are two approaches you could take. One approach you could take is they're talking about the same case, and the Seifa is an explanation of the Reisha. The other approach you could take is, no, they're Vadai talking about different cases, and the Seifa's there just to highlight that it couldn't possibly be a repeat of the Reisha, so that you can now know the Reisha's talking about another case, that the Reisha is talking about a different case than the one that that the Seifa is dealing with. So the Gemara works with both of those possibilities throughout the course of through the course of this discussion. So anyway, where we are right now in the Gemara had said that it makes the most sense to assume that the machlokas of whether you can be mishachar chatzi avdo applies even if you're letting go of the whole eved, but it's just chatzi at a time that you're getting rid of, that it's half of a shichur and half of some other methodology. And the Gemara said the raya that's a machlokas is because that's the most logical way to be miyashev two brisas. But then the Gemara suggested, no, there's another way to be miyashev the two brisas, that simply it's a reflection of two different cases, one where you say kulo and one where you say chatzi chatzi. Now the Gemara is going to say, and there's another way to be miyashiv the two brises. V'ipa yaseima lokasha. There's no stira between the brises. Kan, the first brise, the brise that said that they're not kona, is bishtar echad, is where they write it all in one shtar. You can't be mishachar two avadim in a single shtar. That we derive from Gittin, because the pasuk says v'kas of la sefer krisus. So we darshin la v'lo la l'chaverta, that you're kas of la, but you can't be kas of la u'l'chaverta in the same example. exact shtar. So the same is going to be true when it comes to avadim, that when it comes to neved, you can't be mishachrer to avadim with a single shtar. We had a similar drasha Masechta Sota on Daf Ches, right? The Gemara said that you're not allowed to be mashke shnei sotos kachas, but the Gemara had three or four different explanations why you're not allowed to be mashke shnei sotos kachas. So the most famous one was Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, right? That's one of the primary sugyas, sugyas in the topic of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. But one of the suggestions was that the pasuk says Osa, and we darshan Osa velo Osa ves Chavirta, that it has to be just her, it has to be one at a time, and not more than one at a time. The Gemara over there also suggested maybe it's just logical, we don't want one of them to feel overly brave if she sees that her friend is refusing to admit, so maybe she'll feel, I don't have to refuse to admit my wrongdoing either. Right, we have other suggestions over there as well, but such a similar drasha to what we have over here is one of the Gemara's suggestions. So it says Gemara, b'shtar echad mai irya chatzi v'chatzi afilu amar kulo nami lo kanu. Well, wait a second, if the whole thing was written in one shtar, then you don't need to make the case so fancy, where they're saying chatzi chatzi, that I'm giving chatzi of the eved to you, and chatzi of the eved to you. No, even if you're saying I'm giving the entire eved, I'm being mishachra the entire eved, it wouldn't work if it was in a single shtar, because you can't be mishachra two avadim in a single shtar. So why would the braisa make such a elaborate case unnecessarily? So says Mar Hachinami Kamar. No, that's exactly what the braisa is trying to tell me. That af atzma lo kanu, that when you say you're giving all of your nechasim to ploni and ploni, your avadim, then they're not kona themselves. Bamed varim amurim bishtar echad. Why are they not kona themselves? Because we're talking about a case where they're both in the same shtar. Aval b'shtei shtaros kanu, but had they been in two separate shtaros, they'd be kona. But v'yamamar chatzi chatzi af b'shnei shtaros nami lo kanu. But if it were just chatzi chatzi, then even with two shtaros they would not be kona. So what the Bryce is trying to tell me is that there are two ways to make sure that this shichur does not work. One way to make sure it does not work is by putting both shichurim in a single shtar, and the other way to make sure it doesn't work is by making it chatzi chatzi, where you're not being mishachra the entire eved all at one time. So now says Gemara v'yibay yisema. Now there's a fourth way to be miyashiv the stira between the two brises. Lokasha, kan bebasachas, kan bezeacharzeh, that the brisa that says that they are koneh themselves is talking about where you give them both shtoros bebasachas, and therefore they're both totally free at the same time, because each eved is koneh, his half of himself, and the other half is given to the other eved, and then they mashachar each other. And the brisa that says that they're not koneh is talking about where you give them the shtoros one after the other. So says Gemara, well, bishlam abasra lo kani, I understand that the last guy who's Makabal Shtar would not be Kona the Nechasim, Dukakani Lekama, because the first guy was already Kona, and no one else is able to be Kona if the first guy was already Kona. Elekame Likni Nafshiv Likni Lechavre. But why can't the first guy be Kona himself and be Kona his Chavar as well? So it says Gemara, Elme Chavar to Kedushin Meyakara. So it has to be that we stick with one of the first two or three resolutions of the stira. We reject this resolution of the stira. And then Gemara says, but wait, we have one more shot, one more chance of another resolution of the stira. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says that the second brisa, the reason it's Eino Kona, is because Shaini Hasam Da Kori Lahu Avadai. It's very clear that he's not trying to be Meshachli's Avadim, because in the shtar he refers to them as his Avadim. And he thought that he's able to be makne his nechasim to them without freeing them and keeping them as his avadim. So that's why they're not calling themselves, because there's no das makne. The fact that he's calling them his avadim is an indication that he doesn't really want to free these avadim. So I'm going to Rav from the Ravashi, v'dilma avadai shayukvar. No, maybe avadim means avadai shayukvar. It doesn't mean my current avadim, it means avadim that I used to have. A lot of times we refer to people by relationships that we used to have with them, even if it's not an ongoing relationship. All the time, people come up to me and say, oh, do you know Rabbi Rosner? Yeah, he's my chavrusa. When was the last time he was my chavrusa? He's been living in Israel for 15 years already. But, you know, first of all, it's a good, brag that I get to say that he's my chavrusa. But aside from that, meaning that's the relationship. Now I'm in Camp Kaylee, so we talk our chavrusas again, but, you know, for for just for a month a year. But anyway, so Avadai Shayu Kvar. That's what it means. My Avadim that I used to have. So he refers to Mrs. Avadim. Milo Tran. After all, don't we learn in Meseches Peah? Hakosiv Kol Nechasav LaAvdo Yotzal Lecherus. That if someone writes over all of his Nechasim to his Eved, that the Eved goes free because included in the Nechasim, he's being Makna the Eved to himself. And the Bachir Karka Kolshu. But if he leaves out any little bit of Karka, Lo Yotzal Lecherus, the Eved does not go free because we don't know which Karka he's talking about. And Eved is also Dino Kikarka. So maybe he's leaving out the Eved from the transaction. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Liyolam Uben Charin, even if you leave out a Karka Kolshu, the Eved is free because Paldina Deburo, because we say that we split his statement into half, and the Eved is not called Karka. So even though he's not Kona the Karka, he gets to be Kona himself. The only way he would not be calling himself is if he says, I'm giving you all of my nechassim except for 1/10,000th of my nechassim. But he never identifies what that 1/10,000th is. Oh, that might actually be the Eved, meaning he might value the Eved, even regardless of what the actual value of the Eved is. The owner might value the Eved as 1/10,000th of his nechassim. So now we're being medayik from this mission as follows, that the reason that he's not Kona himself is because he said Chutz Meachem Marivo Shaban. Hello, Amar Achi. But if he didn't say, I'm leaving out 1/10,000th of my Nechasim Kani, then apparently the Eved will be Kona himself. Aye, but Amai of Eved Kokari Lei. But didn't he just call him an Eved? And I thought we just said that whenever you're calling him an Eved, it's you're indicating that you're not really trying to free him, because otherwise, why are you relating to him as an Eved? Ella Avdi Shahaya Kvar. No, when he says Avdi, he means my Eved that was, my Eved who used to be my Eved. Hachanami Avadai Shayu Kvar. So here also we mean the same thing, that when he's trying to be Meshachar as Avadim, even though he's trying to be Meshachar them, he'll use the word Avadai, because in a certain sense it's Avadai. It's Avadai Shayu Kvar. In the past tense, they used to be Avadim. Okay, so that puts a ribbon on the first sugya. So again, the first sugya of the daf was, we just wanted to know that we had this Machlokas Tanoim, if you're Meshachar Chatzi Eved, whether it works. The Gemara had, Rabbah had suggested that if you're releasing full ownership, even though you're only Meshachar or Chatzi, but you're releasing full ownership because the other half you're giving as a Matana or a Mecha or something, then everyone agrees it works. Then the Gemara had suggested, no, maybe not everyone agrees. Maybe it's really a Machlokas Tanaim, because that seems to be the simplest way to resolve the stira between two brisas. Then the Gemara said, no, there are four other ways to resolve that stira between the two brisas. Not really four, because we rejected the third of the fourth, but there are several other ways to resolve that stira between two brisas. Period. Now we go back to what we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that a chatzi eved b'chatzi ben chorin is oved as rabu yom echad ves atzmo yom echad, at least originally. That was the Mishnah Rishona, that the Beis Hillel thought that makes the most sense. But then they realized that the better thing to do is to be kofas rabo, to force the master to free him, because otherwise he's never going to be able to have a family. So negacho shor yom shol rabo l'rabo yom shol atzmo li'atzmo. If let's say an ox gored this eved, so if it was we're working with the time period before we forced the master to free him. It was when he was working for himself one day and for the master. So if a shor gores this eved, so if it was on a day that he was working for the master, so then you pay the money to the master. And if it was the day that he was working for himself, so then you pay the money to him. So Tosos points out that even though we're meshachrer, we're kofed the rav to be meshachrer chatzi av chatzi ben chorin, over here we're talking about where the bailim are yesomim, and we're now kofed yesomim to be meshachrer, or we're talking about chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bas chorin, where we're not going to be kofed to be meshachrer, because if they're not being no igminic hefker on her. Paras Yosef adds, it could be we're not kofa the adon to be mshacher if he's a sris, or he already has a family, so there's no great hechrech to get him free. I mean, the whole reason we force the master to free him is because there's no other way he's going to have children. But if he already has a large family, or he's past the age where he's able to have a family, or he's just physically unable to have a family, he's a sris, so then we wouldn't force the master. The Rambam in Hilchos Chovel quotes this Gemara la halacha, but he doesn't say that it's talking about where he's a sris or where he's has a family or anything like that. So it must be that he holds that even in the situation where we are kofa the master to free him, but so long as that doesn't happen, he's ovidas atzmo yom echad and his rabbi yom echad. I mean, this is in the interim until we're able to get around to forcing the master to free the guy. So that's the case. So the ox gores this fellow. It depends on what day the ox gored that that fellow. So elameata, so says Mar, if you're going to say that that as far as payment, you're going to split up the days and say that on a day that he's working for himself, you treat it like a total ben chorid. On a day that he's working for the master, you treat it like a total eved. Yom shel rabo yisa shivcha, yom shel atzma yisa bas chorid. Then let him get married. Me was all echrich to free him. Let him get if on the day that he's working for himself, let him marry a bas chorid. On the day that he's working for his master, let him marry a shivcha. So says Mar, no, yisura lo kamrina. Dina Mamanis is different than Isser V'Heter. When it comes to Isser V'Heter, we have to look at who he is and what his status is, and his status is actually both. When it comes to Dina Mamanis, that's where we say that on the day that he's working for his master, he belongs to his master. On the day he's working for himself, he belongs to himself. So says Mar Tashema, but I'll bring you a raya that even in a case of payment, where we say, Hemis Mish Chetzio Ben Chetzio Ben Chorin, that if the Eved was if the ox killed rather an eved that was a chatzi eved and chatzi ben chorin, if you were a full eved you'd pay the knas of shloshim shkalim to the adon. If you were a ben chorin you'd pay to the a kofer to the yorshim, and kofer wouldn't be a magical number of shloshim shkalim. Kofer would be whatever he was actually worth. And over here, he's chati chati. So what do you do? Meaning, we would know what to do when an ox kills an eved. You give shloshim shkalim to the master. We know what to do when an ox kills a ben chorin. You pay kofar to the family. What do you do when he's a chati avid chati ben chorin? So no saying chati knas l'rabo. You give chati knas l'rabo, chati kofar l'yorshav, and half of the kofar you give to the yorshim. So va'amar. But why should that be the case? Hachanami lemi yom shel rabo l'rabo yom shel atzmo l'atzmo. Why don't we say the same thing we said before, that if the ox kills him on a day that he's working for himself, so then just give the kofar to the yorshim, and if the ox kills him on a day that he's working for the master, give the shloshim shekel to the master. So it says, well, no, shiny hacha, the case where he killed him is different, the kakalia karna, because the tashlim is for that which the keren is already wiped out. So the chalukah is batal because the keren belongs to both of them, and therefore they split it evenly. What's the case where the keren is not totally finished? The mice and the price that we mentioned before, that you say you pay in the nezek based on what day the negicha happened on. The entire payment of the nezek is on something that's no longer there. So says Mark, now the case is that the ox damaged him on his hand, and his hand is wounded, but it's going to heal. So the keren is still there. The basis is still there, and it's going to heal. It's going to come back. It's not something that's completely removed from the face of this earth. So it says, well, that works very well according to Abaye, da amar nosin lo sheves gedola v'sheves katana, who says that the mazik gives sheves gedola, meaning nezek, when he damages and causes him to cause the fellow to miss work, that until he is healed and he goes back and the hand is in full usage again, so he's not able to work at all if his hand is disabled. So, except he'll be able to do some menial task of like being a shomer kishuim. And you also give Sheves Ketana. If you're preventing him from malacha entirely, that he's not even able to be shomer kishuim until he's out of pain. So there's a chiyuv of nezek even on a temporary type of haka'a. So then shapir. Then I understand that you could be talking about nezek, that the shor is chayiv. The Brisa said the shor is chayiv, that since the keren is not kala, so you give it biyom shel rabo l'rabo, biyom shel atzmo you give it l'atzmo. But according to Rava, who says that if you hit him on the hand, then it makes his hand unusable, and it's going to heal, you don't pay Tashlumei Nezek, because it's going to ultimately heal. You just give the Shevis of each and every day. So there is no dinim of Nezek. So then, Hai Sharhu V'Sharinu Mashalim El Nezek. But in this case, it's a Shar, and the Shar only pays Nezek, not Shevis. So how could you say that we're talking about where he was Makahim Al Yado, and it was and the Yad became ruined, and it's going to heal, where there's no Tashlumin at all, according to Rava? So says Gemara, two ways of being Miyashiv. Iba Yaseima. One way of answering is that when we said Yom Shel Rabba L'Rabba and Yom Shel Atzmo L'Atzmo, it's talking where the ox bit him on the hand and the hand became not usable. But Kishiko Adam, not where it was an ox that hit him on the hand, it's where a human hit him on the hand, and therefore there is a Sheves payment. Meaning our problem was, we said that if it's on, if you hit him on the hand in a way that it's not Kaliyakarna, that the hand is not permanently damaged, well then there's no Nezek payment according to Rabbi, there's only a Sheves payment. Problem is, when an ox damages, there's no Sheves payment, so then there shouldn't be any payment at all. So answer number one is, who said we're talking about an ox? It was a human that damaged him on his hand, so there is a Sheves payment. Or it could just be, why does Rav have to answer to this? This is a Memer of Amorayim. Rav is allowed to argue on a Memer of Amorayim. Just like we say, Rav Tanahu Palug, that Rav is a Tana and he's allowed to argue on Tanayim. Rav is an Amora and he's allowed to argue on Amorayim. So now, Ibayiluhu. Now the Gemara raises the following Shaila. We had mentioned the din of an Eved Kanani, when his master is Makdish him, or is Mafkir him, he goes out L'cheirus, but he still needs to get Shechur. Or you have a Chatzi Eved L'Chatzi Ben Choron. We said we're going to force the master to free him, but he still needs to write him and get Shechur to free him. So Ibayiluhu, Muk of Get Shechur, in any of those cases, before the guy receives his Get Shechur, Yesh Lo Knas, oh, in Loknas. If an ox kills him, do you pay the Shloshim Shkalim Shalavet? So Kesef Shloshim Shkalim Yitein La'Adonav Amarachmana V'Hailav Adonhu. Do we say, well, the Pasuk says the Shloshim Shkalim gets paid La'Adonav, and this guy is not considered an Adon anymore because he already gave up his dinim ominous rights on this Eved. Odilma kivin demechus get shechur Adon kreinabe. Or do we say, well, no, so long as the get shechur has not been delivered, he's still called an Adon. So the Gemara brings a brisa that we quoted earlier in order to be poshet the suffix. Tashima, hamis misha chatzi av chatzi ben charin, nosi chatzi knas rabbi chatzi kofer liyorshav. That if an ox kills a chatzi av chatzi ben charin, so you pay half knas to the master and you pay half kofer to the yorshav. So my love, Mishnah Achrona, isn't this talking about like the Mishnah Achrona of the Beis Hillel that said that they were ultimately molded to the Beis Shammai, that in the Chatzi Av L'Chatzi Ben Choron case, the master's going to have to free him? So according to the Mishnah Achrona, the only case you can have of a Chatzi Av L'Chatzi Ben Choron is someone who is Mu'uk of Get Shechur. The whole case has to be Mu'uk of Get Shechur, because every Chatzi Av L'Chatzi Ben Choron is destined to receive a Get Shechur. So we see that he's Mekabel Knas for the Chatzi Avdus Shabo. So you see that an Eved that's Mukov get Shechur still does get Knas. So it says, lo, Commissioner Rishona, who says that that's a case of Mukov get Shechur? Maybe that's assuming like Basil's initial assumption that we're not forcing the master to ever free him. And if we're not forcing the master to free him, he's not a Mukov get Shechur. So you can't bring any Raya from there to a case of Mukov get Shechur. It says, you're right, let's try another Raya. Tashima. Again, we're trying to figure out when someone is destined to receive a get shechur. He just hasn't yet received it, but it has to happen. So his avdus is essentially over. Does he? And then an ox kills him. Does the ox pay the shloshim shekel? So Tashima says, "Well, we'll bring another raya. He pil a sheino, simei aseino. If the adon is mapil the shein of the eved, or knocks out the eye of the eved, yotze b'shino, the eved goes free with his knocked out tooth. That's a pasuk in the Torah. V'nosei Mayeno, and the master gives the value of the eye, just like you if you damage a ben chorin. Meaning the Gemara is assuming that an eved is yotze b'shein va'ayin, he does not require a get shechur. So if you did both, you knocked out his tooth and then you knocked out his eye. So as soon as you knocked out his tooth, he's a free man. And then when you knock out his eye, that's like knocking out anybody else's eye. You're going to have to now pay for that, just like if you knock out your friend's eye. So the amrit, but if you're going to say that an eved that needs a get shechur is yesh knas v'knas l'rabo, that there is a knas that has to be paid and it goes to the master. Hashta chavli be'achrini yavli l'rabe, chavli be'rabe gufei yavli l'didei. Why would that make sense then, that the master is going to have to pay the eved in this case? If someone else were to be chavli the eved at this point, the payment would go to the master. But the master damages the eved, and now he's going to have to pay it to the eved? That wouldn't make any sense. So it must be that a mukuf get shichur, the adon doesn't get any knas whatsoever. And that's why, if the adon damages the eved at the stage of mukuf get shichur, that the adon is going to have to pay to the eved. So says, no, dilma kamandi amreinu tzarech. Maybe we're just working like this Bryce is just assuming, like the shita, they don't need a get shichur, and therefore he's not a mukuf get shichur. So as soon as he knocked out the tooth, the eved went free right away. It's not just that he became a mukuf get shichur, he became a non-eved, he became a ben chorin, and therefore when you went and you knocked out his eye afterwards, so that was just stop knocking out the fellow's eye. So it's like knocking out anybody else's eye, and you're going to be chayiv to pay for that. So it turns out that this suffik about mukuf get shichur, whether he asked knas or not, the Gemara never resolves. So the Rambam paskins because of the suffik that ain't no knas, right? Probably because the mosi mechaver alav haraya, meaning it's a dinim aminus issue. So since the Gemara never resolves it, we assume that there is no knas. Now this idea that yotze b'shein va'ayin and you need to get shichur is a machlokas in the brisa. Titania b'kula in both, meaning we just quoted two possibilities. When you knock out an eved's tooth or eye, so we know for sure he goes free, but is that with a get shichur or is it automatic even without a get shichur? So we said it's a machlokas, and now we're going to show that it's a machlokas tanoim. B'kula neved yotze v'an l'cheves by shein, ayin, and really all 24 rashi evarim, if you break it, you knock it out, the eved is going to go free. It's not only shein va'ayin. Rashi evarim are those limbs on the body that are curved at the end. So if someone had a nega tzaras on them, the kohen wouldn't be able to see the entire nega at one time. That's what we call the rashi evarim. The fingertips, the tips of the toes, the ears, the nose, and I think the aver also. So eved yosef el cheirus v'tzarech get shichur merabo, and you still need to get shichur. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer eino tzarech. No, you don't need to get shichur. And it's other tanaim that disagree also. Rabbi Elazar Omer tzarech. Rabbi Tarfon Omer eino tzarech. Rabbi Kiva Omer tzarech. Hamachriel v'nei chachamim omrim near in Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. The machriel v'nei chachamim said that Rabbi Tarfon is most correct, that you don't need to get shichur when b'shem va'ayin hol v'torah zikselo, since the Torah was mezakeh to him. V'divrei Rabbi Kiva b'shari varim hol uknas chachamim hu. And when it comes to the other evarim, the other of the chavtalei evarim, then we'll paskin like Rabbi Akiva that you do need to get shichur because that's a knas chachamim. So it's interesting. So you have three opinions, right? We have two possibilities. When you knock out a limb of an eved, so does he need to get shichur or not? So you think it's either a yes or a no. So the first two opinions are yes and no, and then we have a third possibility that's machriya. That's why it's called a machriya in lefnei chachamim. That says, well, if we're talking about shein va'ayin, then you don't need to get shichur. But if we're talking about the other rashi avarim, then you do need to get shichur. Who are these machriyin lefnei chachamim? So the Rashi writes that we have no idea who they are. However, some of the achronim say it's very likely that if you look in Sanhedrin Yud Zayin and Beis, we talk about who are the donin lefnei chachamim, that they are Shimon ben Azay and Shimon ben Zom and Shimon Atimni. So it could be that the donin lefnei chachamim are the machriyin lefnei chachamim, same people. It's just that over here they're called the machriyin lefnei chachamim because that's what they're doing over here. They're being machriya over here. Their machriya means we paskin like this opinion in this case and that opinion in that case. So says Gemara knas hakroi kadashinon. But how could the Gemara call that a knas? That when you knock off his pinky, that we call that a knas? That's not a knas. It's psukim. It's not a knas midrabanan. Eleim aholu medrash chachamim. That yeah, but it's derived from psukim and it's not mefurish in the psukim. So we're referring to that as something that's on a lower level than shein va'ayin, which is explicit, which is mefurash in the psukim. Okay, so now the Gemara raises another shayla about a muk of get shukr. Yibayluhu. Muk of get shukr, ochel b'truma oeno ochel. If let's say an eved is owned by a kohen, and he's a muk of get shukr, the kohen was mafkir, and was makdishim, he's a chatzi eved, chatzi mechor, whatever the case is, so is he still allowed to eat truma or not? Kinyan kaspa amar achmana v'haylav kinyan kaspa. Who do we say that the eved is allowed to eat the kohen's truma so long as the Kohen has monetary rights in this Eved, but at this point he no longer has monetary rights in this Eved. Or do we say it's close enough to be called Kaspo because he didn't yet receive his Get Shukr? So says Mar Tashima, let's bring a Raya. Let's say you have a Kohenes that owned a Shivcha, and they both had babies at the same time, and they got mixed at birth, right? They forgot to slap on the bracelet with the family name on it as soon as the baby came out, and they look exactly the same, and you can't tell which baby is which. So keep in mind, one of these babies is a Kohen, and one of these babies is an Eved that belongs to a Kohen. So they're both allowed to eat Truma, because an Eved that belongs to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, and a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. But they only get one portion between the two of them when they go to the silo to receive the truma, you know, whatever truma someone wants to give to that family. So they're only entitled to one portion because between the two of them, only one of them is actually a kohen. Higdilu atarovus, when they get older, mishachrin zezed, they can each give a shtar shukr to the other one, and then miman of shukh, they're both going to be free. So what's the Gemara trying to say? That over here, the Eved has no, the master has no monetary jurisdiction over the Eved, because you can't prove that he's your Eved. He might be a Kohen. So it's a case of a Mu'uk of Get Shukr. And yet, even as a Mu'uk of Get Shukr, the whole time, we're letting him eat Truma. So you see that a Mu'uk of Get Shukr is allowed to eat Truma. So says Mar, no, Hachi Hashta. You can't compare the cases. No, in that case, he's not really a Mu'uk of Get Shukr. One of them is definitely an Eved. It's just we're missing that information. If Eliyahu and Avi were to come and were to identify, or we were to do a genetic test and we'd be able to identify which one is the Eved, so that's it. He'd be back into Avedus again. It's not that he's no longer working. He is working as long as we were able to identify him. So he's still called Kinyan Kaspo. But Hachalav Kinyan Kaspo Hu Klal. But in the other cases of Muk of Get Shukr, the master has no monetary rights in the guy whatsoever. And therefore, that's maybe not enough of a Kinyan Kaspo to be able to eat Truma. So this suffix, whether a Muk of Get Shukr eats Truma or not, is also not Nifshat in the Gemara. It's not resolved in the Gemara. So the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Trumas writes that he's not allowed to have Truma. The Ritva says that even though the suffix is not resolved, but increases chavdalig, we paskin that a muk of get shukr is ochel betruma. So sometimes that's the klal that we go with, that when you have a gemara that doesn't come to a clear resolution, you go with a different sugya and shas that maybe comes to a clearer resolution. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ibayilu. Same time, same place, Be'ez Hashem. Thank you all for joining on the Zoom so that we can continue the shiur over the summer. It's good to see everybody.